This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Kior. Today I'm speaking with Jamie Litchfield. Jamie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Jamie, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I work at a full-service ad agency. I've been here for almost 7 years. It'll be 7 years this summer. I was originally hired to manage one of our clients' third-party digital asset management systems, which I do still currently do for them. I'm an admin, so I manage all of their users. I manage the assets, mostly the assets that my agency creates, but then also I do work with some of our partner agencies and their assets as well. Through the time that I've been doing that, I started getting involved with our agency's internal system, and I'm currently working to make some improvements with that system and kind of rebrand and relaunch that this summer to our internal employees.
Jamie, how does a full-service marketing and communications agency use digital asset management?
So at my agency, digital asset management has been slowly growing over the time I've been here. I came on board, again, 7 years ago when there was a legacy system in place. It's been in place for a very long time, far before I started. So that system was never really fully utilized to its fullest potential. It's functioning kind of as a server that people can mount locally to their machines and they browse through on that side, but there are practically no users who log into and use the web interface that links over the repository. So we definitely use the solution that we purchased a while back kind of as that functional server side, but not to the fullest extent of an asset management system that it really could be. So that's what I'm kind of working on now with my team is overhauling the system, making improvements, doing some upgrades and things like that to make it a really functional and usable system. And we're hoping to launch it this summer in phases to various departments at our agency. Still the same legacy system, so basically our end goal is to increase user adoption. Awareness is going to be a huge part of that. A lot of people don't even realize that we have a system like this. We're doing all these things. We do the improvements and increase functionality and the user interface and things like that, so that when we do launch it this summer, you know, hopefully we'll have some great adoption because it will be really easy to use.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
At our agency, probably the biggest one is the simple lack of knowledge about the system that I just mentioned. Because it's been utilized, just people think of it as a server, which has the very basic, you log in and mount the server on your desktop and you click through folders in your Finder window and there's no smartness to the system. You just have to manually click through things. You know, sometimes they don't even know that we have a librarian like myself at the agency who's tagging files and kind of making things easier for people to find our assets and things like that. So that's one of the biggest challenges is just teaching people that across the agency. And once people know about it, they get really excited and they really see the value. So when we roll out this summer, we're hoping to partner with our human resources department and launch some training sessions, get in when we have new hires, when we have new hire sessions so that we can get a quick, you know, even 10 minutes intro with those new groups coming in to tell them about the system and get them logged in from the beginning and things like that. Another challenge that I mentioned earlier was that this is a legacy system. We did look into a few years ago purchasing a new system. We did the whole use cases and things like that, but just couldn't really get the dollars to spend the money from our financial team. So, you know, we do have this system and it was set up so long ago and no one's ever really updated it since then. So we have kind of out-of-date processes in place and out-of-date user profiles and things like that. So we're working hard to overhaul that and really bring it up to 2015 and how we work now. It's very different than how we worked when we first purchased the system and set it up. As far as successes go, right now we are in a very exciting time at the agency. We are working with our IT department, and we've gotten some buy-in from higher-up people to make some upgrades and enhancements to our user interface and increase some functionalities. We are excited to kind of rebrand and relaunch our asset management system as a tool to our agency. People are pretty excited. There's some buzz going on because they're starting to see the value of a digital asset management tool, obviously, which a lot of the listeners are already going to be familiar with. But especially, I think, at ad agencies, the time to market is so quick and creative and project managers and the various departments are stretched so thin and doing so much. I consider anything that we can do as our jobs as librarians to help them find the best assets in the quickest amount of time. It can really save hours, if not days, off of a complete schedule, especially if we can find something that, you know, might have already been retouched and approved asset. We can save all of that retouching time and approval routing time, get that right out of their schedule and save them days. So it's definitely going to be a powerful tool, and people, from what the feedback I've heard, are very excited to have it launched. We are also just starting to work and ingest new kinds of assets into our system. Up until now, we had been working just with static print assets, but we are going to be working to ingest our broadcast team's video files and potentially our digital team's digital banner files and website files and things like that. So it's pretty exciting to be broadening our horizons into those different mediums as well.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
This is a good question. When I first started at the agency, I didn't even know what digital asset management was. I was just out of college and I was excited to have a job at a great agency. So over the years, as I've learned, I think it's important to be your own advocate, to be an asset management advocate. If you're lucky enough to be in an environment where there's already an established asset management system and process, that's great. But if you're one of the many people, I have a feeling, who kind of have a pretty small group and it's not very well known, I think you definitely can't be afraid to kind of do research and come up with ideas to push your asset management system forward, especially if asset management isn't established at your company. No one else is really going to do it for you. You have to definitely kind of be your own advocate. And the other thing I would say, I think it's great to participate in any opportunities you can. I do webinars and WebExes all the time with, you know, vendors that aren't our own vendors, but just to get kind of familiarize myself with what else is out there, other services. You know, you make some contacts that way. I think conferences are also great. I've been lucky enough to go to the Henry Stewart Conference in New York City two or three times now, and I think that's a wonderful conference. There's so many vendors there. It's a great place to just walk around, and you can get a demo of pretty much every big system in the space, you know, all in one day, which is a great opportunity. And I think it's just great information. The sessions are great, and it's very eye-opening and informative, and it's a great couple of days. I've always found it very inspiring and exciting.
Well, thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available at anotherdampodcast.com to find 150 other podcast episodes, including transcripts of every interview. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.